It's Thanksgiving, for many a day of giving thanks, seeing family and friends, feasting. Although this year you can throw in Zoom calls and doorstep dinner drop-offs, it's a day muted by the pandemic. But for many Native Americans, it's long been a day of mourning. Mourning ancestors lost to massacres and European-born illnesses. And today, Native Americans are among the hardest hit by COVID-19. They're more than twice as likely to be infected compared with white people and more likely to die from COVID, according to the CDC. The Navajo Nation in Arizona is under a stay-at-home order, and cases have shot up in the Great Plains, including the Dakotas. The Indian Health Service Federal Agency reported a 25% positivity rate among Native Americans there. So let's go to the Great Plains. Geraldine Church is president and CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board. She's in Rapid City, South Dakota. And Geraldine, I will not say happy Thanksgiving to you because that is not appropriate, but it's a sad day in your community anyway this year. What are you seeing?
Well, what we see here is a lot of families losing those who they love most. And especially in the last few weeks, we've seen just an incredible surge despite the many efforts that our tribes have made to keep our population safe. You know, we're in states where the state leadership have not taken the virus serious.
Well, let's be more forthright here. The governor of North Dakota only recently instituted mask wearing. The governor of South Dakota has yet to do that. She's been saying that her people are free. We saw the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, which was a super spreader of the disease. How does it work for the Native Americans in the Great Plains? Do they live and work together, or are they all interacting with the general population?
Both. So on the reservation, there's a little bit more ability for our tribal leaders to close the borders and institute curfews. But in the urban areas where we are, there's no way to separate. So a lot of the service jobs, it's our population that are filling those roles. It's our population that was cleaning the rooms for the people that were attending the rally and serving the food, because they have to bring home, you know, the paycheck. And so right after the rally, we saw a significant jump in infections and death rate. But we also saw something else, too, that was encouraging. While our governor was in conflict with some of our tribal leaders about the measures they were putting in place to close their borders, we saw that our numbers, despite our anticipation that they would be much higher, were actually consistent with the percentage of infection rate of American Indians in South Dakota. We saw those numbers go from 25% down to about 13% because of the measures that the tribal leaders put in place on the reservations.
Because you were wearing masks.
Wearing masks. We were telling people not to attend the rally. We were telling people to stay home. And what we saw was our people taking this virus so much more serious than the general population. And what we saw was our tribal leadership taking so much more responsibility to keep our people safe than our own governor was.
Does any of that, do you think, have to do with a passed down memory of smallpox, for instance?
Oh, absolutely. There's a history of our people being disproportionately impacted by a multitude of infectious diseases, smallpox, tuberculosis, and even as recently as H1N1, my own mother was impacted by tuberculosis as a small child. She understood what was at stake and at no time ever for a moment thought that this was a hoax. They understood that when we are told that a disease is coming, that we need to take measures to stay safe.
Do you have family that's been impacted? Do you have family that's been sick?
Absolutely. On both sides of my family, there was an article recently written about my nephew who died in prison in Missouri. He wrote 17 letters asking if he could come home because he was on dialysis, and he didn't get to come home. He got COVID, and he passed away on my dad's side, he recently lost his cousin who was a Vietnam veteran, and then a number of extended relatives that have gotten sick or have passed away, and most of that has been in recent weeks.
Well, we're so sorry, and we wish you and your community health and luck in getting on the other side of this, although you also have science, which
yes.
is the best thing you can have. Geraldine Church, President and CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board there in the Dakotas, thank you.
Thank you.